This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day, and we're looking for some closing remarks from you.
You know, because I've been a little different today. I've been more of a straight to the mark guy today, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess my closing remarks should be more of a, how should I put it to you? I want to talk about just how important it is for everybody to just be in touch with your spiritual side. You know, I think, man, look, I've grown up as a person spiritually, you know, and I've really, really come to understand through travels and everything that there's a lot of different ways that people culturally worship. And I've just come to respect that more and more and more. Now, my mother was a Sunday school teacher, and she always taught me to be respectful of other faiths and other people's methods, because she says, Steve, this is working for us. This is what we believe to be true and real, and don't let nobody talk you off this. She say, but I would not think that there's not another route to where we trying to get to, because there's other sections of the world and other different people from cultures and raised up a different way. So she say, as you meet these people, you have to be mindful. Don't be so stuck on your way that you want it your way or the highway, or you want to be so enforceful of your faith and your beliefs that you don't, that people get uncomfortable being around you. She said, that ain't your job. She said, your job is to be light, not darkness. She said, you don't know. Just live your life where a person that's living in darkness might say, man, how can I get some of that light you got? As opposed to walking around passing judgment, talking about, I see you over there in that dark. This is the light right here. She said, that ain't how you do it. Just be a light. And so I've always kind of managed to kind of navigate myself through the world like that, because I got friends from, that's Jewish friends I have, you know, Muslim friends. You know, I have friends, man, all around the world, man, that are some beautiful people, man. I'm talking about kind, live by the same morals, got the same values I got. They love family. They love peace. They love God. They leave joy. They love sharing. They love light. They love hope. They love kindness. They do unto others as you they would have them do unto you, all of that. And so I become comfortable with it. But I think everybody that hears me should just get in touch with your spiritual side. Make a commitment to get a little closer to God, because God is so necessary, man. I just don't know how you make it without him. I really don't. Oh, now don't get me wrong. I'm human. I've attempted it before. I've spent spans in my life not talking to God, not praying, not confiding in him. And because of his grace and mercy, he allowed me to survive those moments, because he loved me. And he knew I knew better. And you might be that person that's going through that too. You might be that person that really knows that there is a God and was really raised up by your grandmother or your mother, and you just slid off to the left or to the right and was just doing your thing. But you can always come back. You can always walk towards the light. You can always pray. You don't have to go to church to pray. You don't have to go to no certain building. And here's the important thing about prayer. You don't need permission. You actually can have a relationship with God, just yourself, man. You should try it. Because if you're feeling moments of confusion, uncertainty, doubt, if you feel alone, if you don't know what your next move gonna be, can I tell you something? God knows exactly what your next move should be because he has a plan for you. And if you talk with him, he'll unveil it to you. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be without opposition. It ain't gonna be without challenges or setbacks. But he'll be there with you the whole way. It's the only explanation I have for my existence today. If you follow my career and you know me from this radio show, like I have fans, man, who listen to this radio show every day. If you know me as a person, you've seen me survive some hella hits. You've seen them come for me. Oh, I've seen y'all defend me. The real people that really love me and know my spirit and my heart. And you've watched them haters come for me. And you've watched every single time he picked me up, set me on solid pathways and directions, dust me off, and next thing you know, I'm rolling again. You've seen them and heard them write me off over and over and over. And every time you look up, I keep shining because that God I serve, that merciful, forgiving, loving, understanding God has promised me that he would never leave me. And you know what? He ain't ever. In my darkest moments, he has never, ever left me. He has been the one constant thing I can count on my entire life. What he's done for me, he will do for you. All you got to do is talk to him and confide in him. Get your relationship with God. He'd love to hear from you. Talk to him. He really would love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.